Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, Friday is here and it looks like the start to the session will be a positive one if you're using the SPY futures as a guide. The contract finished with a gain of 70 points or 1.2%, but there's an important caveat to keep in mind, and this all turns around what we saw in the United States after the market closed. So an important outcome came at the hands of the US Federal Reserve. They conduct stress tests across their financial landscape where they see how the banks would hold up under different circumstances. This has been much talked about this week. It has been a widely anticipated outcome. What the Fed actually announced is that they would be forcing the banks to suspend share buybacks and they would be limiting the amount of money that they can pay out as dividends. So this is not necessarily novel in terms of regulators and what they have been instructing either companies or specifically financial organizations to do over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's actually been quite common, really. But it seemed to come as a bit of a surprise to the markets in after-hours trade because we saw US futures pull back and we saw the futures prices of the financial stocks also move lower. They were down in the order of anywhere between 2 and 3% for leading US financial institutions not long ago. So it's a question of whether or not that follows through later in the after-hours session for US stocks and to what extent that has an impact on the local share market today. So this, of course, all came after a more favorable outcome when it came to US financials. The regulator announced that they would be loosening the requirements around the Volcker Rule. So the Volcker Rule was implemented after the global financial crisis. It was an effort to contain the investments that financial institutions made to remove or avoid systemic risk in the wake of the global financial crisis. So this is a loosening and it was seen as quite a positive, giving the banks a little more shoulder room in terms of the landscape in which they could invest. So it comes at a time when you really want to liberalize investment regulations when you're trying to get the economy back on an even keel. And we saw that reflected in the fortunes of all of the banks in the day session. So the names like Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup, they were all up in the order of around 4%. And they were the reason that US stock indices ended higher for the session, led by the Dow, which was up by 1.2%. Up until the point that the regulator announced that, we were actually seeing US markets in negative territory and they were looking a little bit uncertain. So this was the catalyst that allowed them to end higher. So the fact that we saw some contradictory news in after-hours trade is something that we need to be mindful as we navigate through the rest of the day. Elsewhere, as far as European markets were concerned, they did quite well. We saw the German DAX up by 0.75%. The Spanish market doing particularly well, up by 1.2%. So this was a similar thing to what we saw in US trade, financials taking stock of the news that was announced in the United States sphere. So that's something to bear in mind. Oil prices were up by 2% last night. Russia has said that it's going to cut the exports of its key blend, the Ural blend, by 40%. So that'll be around 750,000 barrels per day. So that's part of the reason why oil prices firmed up. We've got iron ore prices steady at $104.60 US per ton, still consolidating above the $100 mark, which is quite good given the fact that we are at least hearing headlines that in Brazil, they are talking about opening up iron ore operations, again, adding to supply. Elsewhere in the employment sphere, we saw the number of people claiming unemployment benefits in the last week actually fall, down by 60,000 to 1.48 million, although this number was still above expectations. The market had factored in a figure of around 1.3 million for the number of people claiming unemployment benefits. So a little bit disappointing on that front. Elsewhere, the Aussie dollar still remaining under pressure. It's trading at around 68.8 US cents. Have a great weekend.